with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim.
You can't get too angry about the damage wrought by a hurricane because no one can be blamed for it.
That's Josephine Humphreys, who in 1989 was busy writing a novel when Hurricane Hugo hit her hometown of Charleston, South Carolina. Humphreys and her family fled 50 miles inland to escape the storm.
The hurricane followed directly in our path with hardly any weakening of the winds, and this little motel we were in was ripped apart. The ceiling fell in on us, and I have never been so scared in my whole life. I know that we would have been less frightened if we had stayed at home.
The experience was terrifying for Josephine Humphreys.
You were powerless, and you didn't know how bad it was going to be.
At the same time, it was exhilarating.
When life sort of returned to normal, I found myself missing that sense of drama and excitement that we had.
And the sudden fellowship of people trying to rebuild from the damage.
There was much more generosity and sharing and helping.
Josephine Humphreys rewrote her novel, The Fireman's Fair, to reflect the aftermath of the storm and how a young Charleston lawyer comes to reassess his life.
I saw lots of people change their lives, change their jobs, move, sort of reorder themselves.
Josephine Humphreys is one of the South's most engaging literary voices. The Fireman's Fair, now a Penguin paperback, is a compelling story of people whose lives are in disarray. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Novelist Josephine Humphreys says Southern readers are in many ways fanatics.
The community of Southern readers is a very energetic and interested, engaged reading community.
Readers who are romantics at heart.
Which involves a sort of fascination with the past and with things lost.
Josephine Humphreys was born in Charleston, South Carolina, and has lived there most of her life. She studied at Duke University.
It was the only school that my father would pay for. He wanted me to go to school in the South.
Because he was afraid she'd marry a Yankee.
As it turned out, I did marry one whom I met at Duke.
Humphreys studied writing under novelist Reynolds Price.
That first year in his class was really the most exciting learning experience I've ever had.
But 11 years went by before Josephine Humphreys started writing again.
I didn't really even think about publishing a book. I just wanted to write one.
The book she wrote was published in 1984, Dreams of Sleep, followed by Rich in Love, and her most recent, The Fireman's Fair, all set in Charleston and all about the interrelationships of distinctive Southern people. Humphreys says the characters in her books kind of accumulate because she doesn't plan ahead very much. She recalls a warning to young poets by Robert Frost.
He said, no surprise for the writer, no surprise for the reader.
There are rich surprises in Josephine Humphreys' novel, The Fireman's Fair, now a Penguin paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.